Did you see, and what do you think of the Brave browser? Speaking of Mozilla, Brendan Eich, who was the founder of Mozilla, one of the founders of Mozilla, has created a new browser called Brave. It's nice, but it does something that, well, the newspaper publishers aren't real happy about. It comes with not only with a built-in ad blocker, but it replaces the third-party ads with ads from its own inventory, ads from advertisers who don't use tracking and honor the do not track setting. Then Brave takes a little bit, takes a taste, and then shares the rest of the revenue with publishers and users, and they say on better terms than the publishers are getting from their own ad networks. That's not good enough for the Newspaper Publishers of America. 17 members called Brave blatantly illegal. Blatantly illegal. I'll explain why that's not true. And a plan to steal content and threaten a lawsuit. Ike responded, I think, with something that probably worth mentioning, which is browsers, and I'm reading directly from his post, do not just play back recorded pixels from the publisher's sites. They're the end user agent, the software you run on your computer that mediates and combines all those little bits of content, including ads and news stories, and displays them on your screen. The content is published as documents, HTML markup, with the intent not of specifying how the content is presented. The browsers are free and do, in fact, rearrange, ignore, mash up, and otherwise make use of content from any source to deliver that page to you on the screen. If it were the case, he said, that Brave's browsers perform republication, as the newspapers suggest, then, well, then so does Safari's reader mode, or any browser with an ad blocker. Or, I don't know, do you use links on your command line? That does it too. So do screen readers for blind users. That's what a browser does. A browser is software you run that, you, at your request, goes out and fetches content from sites and displays it however you gosh darn want it. Disagree? Agree?
No, not at all. I think you have yet another proof that media companies are technology illiterate. They have not been able to keep up with technology and are actually unable to understand the reality of the world today. I think you look at why Facebook and Google control their destiny is because they were not paying attention to the bigger trends at play. I think that is where media has fallen, and I think, this is just another example of it. It's like, look, did you read the story on Forbes where
perfect example.
Yeah, like they're spreading malware. It's like,
so let me just this is a great one. So Forbes, when you go to Forbes.com with an ad blocker on, it says, "Oh, this is how we make money. Please turn off your ad blocker." And I don't know if Forbes, a lot of sites are now doing this where you can't read the site. Does Forbes let you in, or does it just beg you to turn it off?
No, it doesn't let you in.
It won't let you in. So you go, "Oh, well, I guess I have to turn off my ad blocker." And then what happens? Well, Forbes ad tech software allows automated purchase of banner ads. And oh, lo and behold, malware has been injected into your computer from an automated ad, a flash ad on the Forbes site. The irony.
Mm. You know, the editor of Forbes.com wrote a long piece defending Forbes after I went after them on Twitter. And my comment was something like, "Friends don't let friends
use
read
Forbes.
Stuff from Forbes." And it was, and I used to work for Forbes.com.
Forbes was good content.
Whatever. I'm not going to talk about the merits of the content. I think the fact that they were spreading malware was on them, right?
Yeah.
That's something, and he wrote a long, almost 2,000 word piece defending why I was wrong and Forbes was right.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, they're doing this again. And it's the same thing, Economist did, which was accidentally served up malware. And it's like, if you're going to take advertising, if you're going to make advertising your key source of income, at least, you know, be careful to pay attention to the fact that it could damage your end customers, also your end customers, not just advertisers, but also the readers. So, you know, I think media had it coming for them, in my opinion.
It really
is a
shame.
The part that really upsets me about the Forbes thing is that as soon as the malware appeared, they go, oh, it's not our responsibility, it's our third-party ad tech suppliers. But it's your brand that's actually at play here. And Ohm is exactly right. Not only are media companies tech companies, every company is a tech company in 2016. And the companies that are failing are the ones who don't understand that IT and the technology that drives it is your key competitive advantage, or it's your survival mechanism as the industry changes, as technology changes everything. And media companies are just one example of that. I mean, look at their rush to get onto the platform of Medium. Now, Medium's able to even talk about becoming a publishing platform for the old media companies because they don't want to be technology companies. They don't want to understand the internet. They don't want to understand ad tech. They don't want to hire developers and write platforms. And yet, you look at the media companies who are successful, and they're the ones who have invested heavily in IT teams, in technology people, hiring the right resources and in spending on, you know, technology and so forth. They're the ones that are winning, and the ones that are fail are the companies like Forbes who say, oh, we're not a technology company, we're just about content. And, you know, even earlier today we talked about Yahoo is selling itself to Verizon. Well, what's Verizon? A technology company.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like newspaper publishers and networks. They're the dinosaurs in the room. Like, they have to evolve with the way of the things or die off. And so, you know, they really have to get with the way that things are changing and understand that.